Hello everyone and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grab Podcast and this is episode 106 titled My Tips for Seed Sowing Success. Although it probably should be My Rules for Seed Sowing. Coming up today, the usual update and then a few of my personal seed sowing tips. Before I start the main articles anyway, I surpassed 100 subscribers on the YouTube channel during the week, which is absolutely amazing. Absolutely thrilled to bits. But to celebrate this, on this week's video that will be coming out on the 9th, I'm holding a little competition on it where competitors can win 6 packets of seed. And all I have to do is just comment on that video. I'm giving you guys out there on podcast land a heads up on that. If you're interested in that, then Thursday that'll be up. All you got to do is just comment and you're in. I'm doing that on the YouTube as opposed to the podcast, just purely because I get more interaction on the YouTube channel than what I get with the podcasting. I hear from some of you out there, but I really like to hear you commenting and stuff on the blog. And then I can do some more competition. But the YouTube channel, I think because it's all in one place, just makes life so much easier for people to comment. The podcast, unless you're listening to it from the website on a computer, you're basically going to hear it on your pad. So you've got a... I know how it is. I don't always comment on other people's podcasts, so I know the rules. Anyway, that's just something to bear in mind, but on with the diary. So Saturday, didn't really do much in the garden, if I'm honest. I went and got some more horse manure from my supplier, and I moved some of the seedlings into the greenhouse, the cauliflower seedlings and some of the kales and stuff, just to get those growing along and make some more room in the potting shed. Sunday, I went down the allotment in the morning, and I sown some carrots onto the new part of the allotment. That went pretty well. Just sown them like I would normally, gave them good watering. We'll see if they grow. But within 30 seconds of finishing that, it showered quite a lot. So I ran into the van, got a cup of coffee in there, waiting for the showers to pass. But it was one of those days that a beautiful bright sunlight one day, 1 minute, 30 seconds later, a load of rain came. However, I did manage to fill the what is the current bed where I've got currant bushes grown, filled that with manure and planted the red, black and white currant bushes. So things are moving along quite well there. But rain was making it a bit difficult to really work, so I gave up and went home just to escape the rain. Basically went into the greenhouse, I fed the potatoes, gave everything in there a really good watering, and then went into the potting shed where I potted on the cucumber plants that were sown a couple of weeks ago, as well as some of the red onion and lettuce seedlings that were sown a few weeks before that. They were growing nicely. Most of them have gone into root drainers. They'll grow out there for a few days, a few weeks, and we'll see what happens. And then carried on in the potting shed, sown some courgette, some Long Joe's cayenne chili seeds, and some cucamelons, all of which I'm really excited to be growing, and we'll see how they get on over the next few weeks. But it's safe to say that spring is definitely here. You know, daffodils are in bloom. Seed sowing is absolutely going crazy. It's a great time to be on the plots. Now that brings me quite nicely on to this week's main article of my seed sowing tips, which it's a bit of a different angle I'm taking at this, because this is one that I've written completely myself. It's normally mine. I get some research, but this one is based solely on my rules, my experience. Now, I'm not telling you you have to do it, but I'm sharing it with you. Most of these, as I say, they're my tips, but they are kind of rules as well that I follow. And they're fairly simple things. They're fairly self-explanatory, but I do feel it may help some of you out here if I reiterate this sort of thing. My first tip is actually a really obvious one, but it's my number one tip, and that is to read the packet that the seeds came in. Really simple. Basically, you're looking at the instructions. That will tell you when to sow, when to pot on, when to plant out, and so on and so on. You want to stick to these instructions as closely as you can, but with experience, of course, and you get to know your local conditions, you know what you can do a bit earlier, a bit later, and that differs from year to year. One of the best ways I know to tell if seed if worth sowing seeds without any heat, this is, I guess, is if weeds are growing. That's a good sign. Another thing to check on is that the seeds are in date, because out-of-date seeds I don't even bother with. I just throw them away. I can't be bothered with them at all. Not at all. As I say, the difference in temperature and weather and things comes with experience and record keeping. But a couple of methods of seed sowing here with some seeds. One is called stratification. That's where a seed would need chilling before it grows. So you could plant it and leave it outside over the winter. And basically it's mimicking the winter. Some people put it into a fridge and so on. That's just so the seed needs that winter chill just to think it's gone through a winter. And then it will emerge and that will spring it into life. The next one is something called scarification, which is basically in some ways mimicking the seed going through a digestive system. And this process is basically breaking down the hard outer shell of the seed. One example of this is the banana seeds I sown recently. Now those ones I just soaked in water overnight. Some people recommend that for pea seedlings or pea seeds. I don't do it with peas personally, but bananas I have done. Some seeds actually call for a certain, like a bicarbonate of soda or some sort of chemical that just, again, it just breaks down that seed. But again, read your seed packets and that'll tell you more. My next tip is to use a good quality seed compost. Now, the seed compost is a very light and sandy, which means the seed can grow through it with very little effort. No nutrients, so once it's grown through it, it will need potting on into something with a bit more oomph, but it's worth doing. Now, I like to mix perlite in to my seed sowing compost, and that improves drainage, and since I started doing it, really improved my seed sowing success. I used to I'd get a tamar seed tray, I would pot just the compost in it, sow my seeds, and then pot the perlite over the top. That does work, but now what I do is I mix the compost and the perlite together, put some in the seed tray, scatter the seeds, and then I'll sieve the compost and the perlite over the top, and that works even better, I find. Basically, because it's light and sandy, the seed, you know, it's going to break through it easy. It's going to push it away. It's going to just get through it, basically. My next tip is to use a heated propagator and to get a good, really good start. Now, when I say a heated propagator, what you're really looking for is the bottom heat. You could just do it indoors at room temperature or on radiators and things, but I use heated propagators just outside, keep it all there. As I say, that just gives the soil and the seedling a bit of heat. It's mimicking autumn, summer. That warmer weather just helps it grow better. And this is really good for getting an early start on seeds, especially tomatoes or chilies and stuff like that. They really need a long growing season. You can do them a lot earlier and a lot better. My next tip, it's another really stupid one, but it's really good. Label all pots. I use the plastic, white plastic labels, and I write in pencil the type, i.e. tomato, aubergine, the variety, Crimson Crush, Black Beauty, and the date or that they were sown on. It's no good trying to remember what's what. It does not work. You might be very experienced and tell what they are as they grow, but I just think it's so much easier to write a label. My final tip here, and I'm afraid this is a bit of a short podcast this week because there are various things. My final tip, keep well watered with good light, but don't overwater at the same time. Now, I spray my water over the top, gently mist it almost, keep the compost damp, but not wet, not overly wet. If there's water coming out the bottom, it's too wet. Another way I've seen other people do it is they take the seed tray and they just pot it in a bowl of water or a couple of inches of water for a few couple of minutes, lift it up, and then back in a dry place or into the propagator, and that just gets a bit of moisture in the soil. Not how I do it. I prefer the misting almost. Now, let's remember that these seeds and seedlings are baby plants, and we've got to treat it like one. Got to look after them like they are delicate. As they grow older is when you can start treating them a bit harder, but just for now, treat them delicately. So that's my tips or rules, whichever way you like to look at it, on seed sowing. If you've got anything you want to add or any tips you want to add, let me know in the comments and suggestions, as always. So last week's news article that I shared, it was done on Saturday because I had family circumstances on Friday. And that was actually sent from Heinz. They're giving away free tomato seed packets. I say giving away. It's a bit of a competition. You enter and if you win, you'll get sent some. There's only so many a day because of a limited quantity and what have you. But worth a try. And then if you keep an eye on their Facebook page and share your tomatoes, seedlings and stuff, there's a chance you can win your own personalised bottle of Heinz tomato ketchup made from your tomatoes. So it's well worth having a look at. I'll be sharing a link to the article on my page in the show notes for today's show. So if you're interested in that, that's theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. And look for this podcast, and it'll be there. My item of the week last week. Now, I've got from both Amazon and Sutton's. Now, the Amazon one isn't clear on how they're selling it and what have you, but they match exactly what I have. So the Sutton ones are slightly different. But they do the same job. And these are basically quarter seed trays. Now, I like these because they're long and thin. So you can, in my propagators, in one of them I can fit six of these and in another five. So that gives me plenty of room to kind of grow these things, fit them in. You can grow, and because of the, as I say, you can six or five in my propagators, you can grow several different types of seeds just to start them off. Fantastic things. They're strong and sturdy. I've had them for years and they're still as good as the day I first bought them. They are made from a thickish plastic, so they're not going to crumple within a year. If you need to break them, they would snap or crack under a lot of pressure. They are not going to break easily. So that I highly, highly recommend them. So that's it for this week. I'm going to wrap up now. Don't forget, if you want to support the show and everything we do here at the Veg Grow Podcast, you can do your Amazon shopping through the link and we get a bit of commission. That's on the website at thevegrowpodcast.co.uk. Thank you very much for listening. Any comments, suggestions, etc., etc., get in touch. You can contact me on the website, thevegrowpodcast.co.uk. Email me, richard@thevegrowpodcast.co.uk, and all the other, I've got Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, etc., etc., all the others. I love to hear from you all. Really does help. And as I said, if I can get people commenting and using the forums and things, I will be holding more competitions on the website and on the podcast based. So that's it for this week, and I shall speak to you again next week.